Welcome to Hot Weekly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast for the haunted attraction and hauntainment industry. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And happy Monday to you once again, or whenever you choose to listen to this. We don't set your schedule. You don't have to play by our rules, man. You can listen to us whenever you want to.
Yeah.
But regardless... Crystal's in the quiet mood today. Usually she's, you know, chopped me down by now when I go on those little rants. She's feeling contemplative, apparently. But anyways, this is indeed Haunt Weekly. We're at hauntweekly.com, Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook, tinyurl.com/hauntweekly is our YouTube channel. We're also on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere finer podcasts are distributed. I've got to say, this is a tough time of year for haunt people. For okay. The spooky sort.
Yeah.
As we're recording this, it is 186 days to Halloween.
Right.
On one hand, y'all motherfuckers need to work on your haunts.
Yeah, we do too.
But on the other hand, it's almost literally as far away as you can get from Halloween in a year.
Right.
It's pretty impressive mathematically. So we were talking about this, and it was actually sparked from a conversation on our Halloween. Our Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going through seeing if there was any interesting conversations over there.
Yeah, our Halloween had a thread about what do you do to keep Halloween spirit alive 365.
Yeah.
And I think we do that okay around these here parts.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've compiled a list of 31 ways to keep Halloween alive every day in your day-to-day life.
Right. Because, well, and this also came from, you know, we see the meme all the time. I live Halloween every day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, nobody ever talks about how you actually do that.
Yeah.
So, here you go. Here are some suggestions. If you need more Halloween in your life.
Yes, if you need more Halloween in your life, we'll get to it in a minute. But, I mean, a lot of the stuff you probably already do.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Maybe some of it's a new idea. And maybe we have some interesting suggestions for the things you are doing to help you do them better.
Yeah.
So 31 things. When we get there, we're not going to have a lot of time on each one.
Right.
But first thing is first, we have conference reminders. It's an even week. That means I go first. And coming up May 10th through the 12th in Portland, Oregon, it is the West Coast Haunters Convention at the DoubleTree Hotel Portland. I'll be touring Nightmare Factory Haunted House. Also includes a costume ball, a silent auction, and the Nightmare After West Coast Haunters Convention Film Festival. Details at hauntersconvention.com.
Okay, May 17th through the 19th, that's the Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. That's a lot of Ohios.
Yes, it is.
Touring
Ohio, 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 Ohio.
Exactly. Touring six haunted houses. Pre-show includes Hauntville, the Hudson House, and Haunted Hydro. During the weekend, they will be going to Blood Prison, Lessons in Fear, and Trail of Nightmares. It includes a Freakers Ball, costume party, ghost hunt, and more. You can find out what that more is at Ohio Halloween and HauntersConvention.com.
After that, in Schaumburg, Illinois, just outside of Chicago, June 7th through the 9th, it's the Midwest Haunters Convention at the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center Hotel. They'll be touring Dead Rising, Midnight Terror, Massacre, Basement of the Dead, and Hell's Gate. All excellent haunts. Five of the six we went on the Lost Souls Haunted Bus Tour.
Yes.
They are all excellent. MidwestHauntersConvention.com for more details.
Okay, June 21st through the 23rd, it's Michigan Haunt Fest, the Oaks Campground in Munith, Michigan. It features Megan Takes, a campsite decorating contest, and a pancake breakfast. Some of the proceeds benefit the Humane Society. You can find out more at michiganhauntfest.weebly.com.
All right, after that, in Mount Carroll, Illinois, at the Mount Carroll Bowling Center, it's the Haunted Horde Gathering on July 27th. There will be a tour of Raven's Green Inn, as well as at auction for Scares That Care and Don't Be a Monster. They provide the pizza, you pay for your booze, it's going to be a good time. Admission is only $5. They get you the access to the pizza, the auction, and the general gathering stuff. Mm-hmm. Tour of Raven's Green Inn is $15. Trust me, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, it's worth it.
Right.
Haunter Horde, it's HauntHorde.com for more information.
Okay, and finally this week for conference reminders, July 27th through the 28th, it's Texas Haunters Convention in Mesquite, Texas at the Mesquite Convention Center. Features a meet and greet and a costume ball. We had a lot of fun at this a few years ago. Or
same people, many of the same people.
Different name.
Yeah.
TexasHauntersConvention.com.
All right. But yeah, so that's what's coming up near you, hopefully. All right, so like I was talking about beforehand, we are currently about, by the time this goes live, it'll be 185 days away from Halloween. Smack bang in the middle of the year.
Yep.
Pretty much perfectly. So yeah, it can be a little difficult to keep the Halloween spirit alive right now, especially as, at least here, the weather is getting warmer. Now, I hear we're due for, like, snow and some crazy crap elsewhere in the country, but New Orleans, I've already got swamp crack, so...
Really? The snow? What is that?
Yeah, I don't know what this white, fluffy stuff that falls from the sky in some places is.
Yeah.
I've heard rumors about it, even seen a few pictures, but I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
But yes. So what we wanted to do is share 31 ways that we keep Halloween in our lives a little bit every day.
Right.
Keep the spirit alive. Like I said, I'm sure that a lot of you guys do many, if not maybe even most of these things already. That's great. But hopefully, like I said, there'll be some new information here, maybe some new ideas. And besides the 31 ways, they can't all be winners.
Right.
100 floors of fright. Can't all be winners.
Exactly.
Really need to do our in-depth analysis of that bit.
Okay.
At some point we need to do that. But anyways, and a lot of these, by the way, I was thinking as we go through, a lot of these could become full episodes on their own right later. So if any of these particularly interest you and seems like you want more than like a minute or two on it, that's about all we get to do to each one, and there's 31 of them, and we're about 7.5 minutes into the podcast. let us know. Just let us know. Once again, Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook. Get in touch. Let us know. All right. All right. Number one. And this one, I think, has been one of the most important to me personally, and one of the reasons why I think I thought of it first. And by the way, the order of this is completely damn random.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no organization here.
There's no organization. It's as we thought of it. It's as we came up with it, and with a little bit of rearranging here and there, but it's basically just randomness. So, enjoy. but this first one's important to me. It's have and keep a good Halloween playlist in your iTunes, your Google Play, whatever you're using. And just use it whenever you get the chance, whether you're doing some exercise, maybe you're, you know, driving or taking public transport. Just have a playlist of great Halloween and horror related songs that you can keep. We have a haunt playlist that we use.
Right.
That traditionally we bust out whenever we're actually working in the haunt.
Yeah. And my playlist for me is different than the playlist that we use when we're out there together.
Yeah, we each have a personal one.
Right.
And we have the joint one that we listen to together, kind of.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of weird. Like, your list personally has a lot more Disney villain songs.
Exactly. It's pretty much the Disney villain list.
which is another great thing you might want to consider adding. Be prepared. Should be on, like, every playlist ever, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, and Disney has high decorating standards, and usually I'm decorating, so it makes sense to me.
But I am going to throw out another suggestion that gets overlooked a lot, especially if you're going to use this playlist year-round.
Right.
And that is the Alice Cooper song, Keepin' Halloween Alive.
Yeah.
It's one of his newer songs. It didn't get a lot of attention as a lot of his classics.
Right.
But it's a great song about keeping the Halloween spirit alive. In fact, we're keeping Halloween alive, baby, 365 is one of the lines in the song.
Yeah, it should basically be the title of this podcast.
Yes, it should.
This episode, at least.
Yes, it should.
The outro, maybe.
It may be. All right. Number two. Watch Facebook Marketplace for Halloween stuff.
Yeah. Or anything spooky.
Or anything potentially useful. Yeah. Facebook Marketplace, I have discovered, is just like hidden gems.
Yeah.
It's like what Craigslist kind of used to be in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
But Craigslist seems to have fallen off, at least in my opinion. that, I just don't have as much fun searching Craigslist.
Well, and the other thing is that because Facebook has all of your data, they know
what to suggest.
To you. So if you look up mannequin heads, they're also going to place severed limbs on your list because, you know.
But here's the thing. There are people looking to either get rid of Halloween decorations or other spooky objects.
Right.
They are renovating their house, so they want to get rid of the old chandeliers or whatever that they have.
Yeah.
The old lighting fixtures they had.
Right.
Maybe, you know, somebody moved out and didn't take all of, you know, what all of something creepy. I lost my train of thought. Telly died. The mirror set.
Right.
That you see the tri-mirror set. Yeah. You can find stuff like that stupid cheap in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And if you have a truck and a means to transport it, you can find some great, amazing, cheap. You'll find people on there and on Craigslist to a degree giving away stuff if you just have the ability to get it out of there.
Yeah, I know. There's been a couple of things recently that I just wish we had a truck or a hearse for.
Yeah. But yeah, so keep an eye on Facebook Marketplace. I would encourage you to check it at least once a week, maybe more.
Yeah, and also
depending how busy your area is.
Yeah, and also keep an eye out for those store closings because I've seen a lot of people be able to pick up mannequins and dummies and things for dirt cheap. Or if not free.
You can find some good stuff that way. But yeah, Facebook Marketplace, keep an eye on it. Look for the spooky stuff. Snap it up.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, thrift store shopping.
Right.
Halloween, thrift stores, a lot of thrift stores, especially like the non-Goodwill ones, like the local ones, often have some Halloween stuff out year-round.
Yeah, in fact, the one that I went to last week just put out Halloween stuff that week. There was a Nightmare Before Christmas t-shirt that I almost bought and decided not to. And then there was a little pumpkin with a black kitty, but I didn't pick them up. There were also some excellent light fixtures, like metal light fixtures.
And that's actually probably the best thing. And you can also, in addition to thrift store, I would say the Restore store for this too.
Exactly.
You can get really creepy hardware.
Yeah.
And this is something you can do any time of the year.
Right.
In fact, honestly, it's probably better to do it like now.
Yeah.
Than to do it later. Because you're going to get better deals.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be fighting other, not be fighting the normies for it, you know?
Right. Yeah, we've gotten lots of things for,
The Restore store has been a boon for us with one locally, but also, like I said, thrift shops, in particular, if they have like a houseware section. Mm-hmm. Very, very useful. All right, number four. Join Haunters groups if you're not a member.
Why not?
If you aren't, what the hell's wrong with you? Haunters Hangout, Haunters Toolbox, Haunt Chat Live, Haunt Chat. All these groups
are there great. There are some that are specific to Halloween and horror fans also. You just have to look for what you're into.
Yeah. Find them and join them and enable notifications.
Yeah.
Facebook will work very hard to bury groups a lot of times.
Yeah.
I don't know why they do that, but groups and pages and things, it works to bury basically anything that's not from your friends or their ads.
Yeah. Well, and recently I've noticed that in the app, at least, they've added a section just for groups.
Yeah.
So that if you go there, you get the notifications. Yeah. So you want to make sure that you're following them.
You mostly do Facebook from the app. I mostly do it from the web browser.
Right.
So with different experiences, but yeah, also worth noting, if you follow pages, you can make pages see first.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing about that. You can only do so many. I think they have a hard cap at like 25 or something, but still, you know, if you join a few pages that are relevant, you can add them to see first, and that way they will be the first things you see when you open up Facebook, and you will always have Halloween waiting for you.
Yay.
You customize your Facebook experience that way.
Yeah.
But I'll enable notifications. With the more noisy groups, I would not encourage you to get notifications of everything.
Yeah.
But get notifications of, you know, important posts, highlights at the very least.
Right.
I find that keeps it reasonable. Number five, decorations. Whatever your style of Halloween is, put it in your home and office.
Yep.
Seriously. I mean, I think most people do this to some degree. But I also think there are a lot of haunters out there that miss opportunities to really hone in on this. Yeah. Posters, paintings, photographs, knickknacks, doodads. Yeah. Go crazy. Just find it. Go crazy. This is a good thing for the thrift shopping you're doing.
Yeah.
We're just talking about. Find stuff like that. You have been on a multi-year quest to build the perfect Halloween office.
Yeah. I'm still working on it.
Nearing completion, though.
I just framed some artwork today. It'll be going up sometime this week. But yeah, the thing that I do with the office is that a lot of the things that I don't want at the house because they're too cutesy, they're perfect for my office because people aren't going to get offended by cutesy Halloween stuff. And I happen to have some.
Then you have dead bugs in there.
Well, see, that's it, though, is they see the cute and then they don't see the actual dead bugs and the skeletons and things that are in it.
You've been juked.
Exactly.
I have no idea what that word means.
No,
I don't. I meant to say juked and duped, but they like collided.
Well, that's what it means.
Apparently, so yes. Home Weekly, we make up words here. Get Merriam-Webster on that one.
But yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, you know, but your effort's been going on for years. It's been a slow process of acquiring things at craft fairs, at the Oddities and Curiosities Expo,
right.
Thrift stores,
yeah,
online.
Yeah, I was really worried that someone was going to notice and say something about the wet specimen that I bought at the Oddities market, but they have not yet, so that's good.
Well, it's interesting. We actually own, I think, 4 wet specimens between us.
Yeah.
We have 2 here at the house. 3 here at the house.
3. We have 3 here.
That we bought from the daughter of a bartender garage sale. Weirdest thing, we're roaming through the point and Eldridge's point, and we're like, garage sale? Oh, yeah, it's Aaron's daughter. It's Aaron's family. And we're hanging out, and all the next thing I know, it's we're buying wet specimens from her daughter. It's like, she was a biology major.
Yeah. Yeah, she had to do them for school.
She had a legit reason other than they're awesome to have them.
Yeah, I don't know why she was selling them. That's the more puzzling part.
Yes, that is more puzzling. But, anyway.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's been a project, and we're going to put some photos up when it gets fully completed.
Yeah, okay.
We'll have to share that. Okay, number 6, craft projects. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Whether you're a builder, like a craftsman, you're a fiber artist, a graphic designer, take up some spooky projects.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. They don't have to be for your haunt.
Right.
Oh, I mean, that's one of the things. As haunters, we want everything we do and design and make to go into the haunt. And that's great. That's good. But sometimes it's just fun to do spooky things and build spooky things that aren't for the haunt.
Yeah. I mean, actually, my first headdress that I made for me was I saw the things at Halloween on sale, the things to make it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to make this one day. And then in March, had some time off and made it. And it was awesome.
And now you're selling them all up and down. You're actually making a business out of it.
I know.
Like just a month here. We haven't even mentioned your headdress business on this podcast, I don't think.
No, we've kept it separate.
Well, I mean, and a lot of it's just because it's kind of snuck up on us how big it got.
Yeah.
It's really sort of taken off. Maybe we'll talk more about that a little bit later.
Maybe.
It's related-ish. Anyways, but yeah, do things. Just build things that are in your craft that are spooky and make you happy, basically, is what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. Just get it done. All right. Number 7, they don't have to be for your haunt, but you can do things for your haunt, too. 365 days of the year you can do it. Now, here's the thing. You can't, most people at least, can't be working in their haunt every day.
Right.
It's not practical. Unless this is your full-time job. Mm-hmm. Being in the haunt every day is not practical. You have other needs. You have a family. You have stuff. But you can do something.
Yes.
Every day. And I think this is a rule I'm setting for myself now with the haunt. Mm-hmm. What's going on with your social media? Have you posted anything in the group for your actors lately? Mm-hmm. What's going on with the website?
Right.
Have you written your haunt story for this year? Have you started that project, that tear down, that build, whatever? Find something you can do and do it every day, even if it's only like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Or 2 minutes. It doesn't matter. Like doing a quick social media post on your like your Instagrams and your Facebooks right. and all that, it takes like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually one of the, that's a really great way to make connections in the community too.
Yeah. Get out there and do it. Just take a few minutes. And here's one thing I would suggest. You don't have to get the Streaks app.
Right.
I think it's like a $4 or $5 app, but there, but basically get an app that tracks your streaks. And every day that you do something for your haunt, you know, tap that streak and try to keep it going. Try to build a streak as long as you can, doing something for your haunt every single day.
Yeah.
Like I said, it can be big. It can be small. It can be just a social media post. It can be a change on the website. Mm-hmm. It can be literally anything. But yeah. Make sure you're doing something for it. And I think I'm going to start that. I've not done that, but I think it's a good idea.
It is. It's helped me because two of my personal streaks are do something creative. So I've got a streak of 196 days of doing something creative every day. And I've got a new one for social media for the new thing.
Yeah.
It's so that streak is building. I think it's up to 26.
Yeah. Well, and like the do something creative. This podcast is something creative.
It is.
You'll close your streak after we're done with us, probably.
Exactly.
But it could also be, you know, designing a new headdress.
Right.
It could also be doing the Etsy work and writing the copy for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Originally, when I made it, it was do something that's more related to artistic talents.
Yeah.
So either something for the haunt or a drawing or painting or something like that.
Yeah.
But now it is more encompassing.
Yeah,
yes.
Because it's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do something, anything. And I do recommend the Streaks app or something like it to help you keep track of it. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Movies and TV shows. What's your favorite horror films? There's no season for horror films.
No.
Bonus if it's actually Halloween themed.
or themed to whatever season you're in.
Yeah.
Because that would be fun too.
Yeah. We what was that Easter horror film we saw that we absolutely enjoyed?
Oh, gosh.
Easter Casket.
Easter Casket was fun.
Easter Casket was fun. there are several Easter related horror movies that we know, but yeah, making a point to regularly enjoy TV shows and film that are horror and Halloween related.
Right.
Consider setting up a movie night.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of movie night broadly.
Yeah.
And one nod I want to give is to Svengoolie, the TV show. It's on MeTV nationwide.
Right.
It's every Saturday night. It's classic horror hosting mm-hmm. with classic horror and monster B movies and so forth.
Yeah.
You're going to find some rubber suit monster films.
Yeah.
You're going to find some Vincent Price flicks. You know, you're going to find a mix of stuff, but it's good classic horror sci-fi schlockiness.
Yeah.
And presented by Svengoolie, who's just, you see Svengoolie, that's the only descriptor I can give him.
Right. Yeah. And I would also say consider setting up a monthly movie night with your cast and crew. Just to keep the family connection there.
Yeah. All right. Now, number 9 is clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, everybody listening to this probably has a menagerie of haunties.
Yeah.
We all love our haunties. I think my Raven's Grin In shirt may be one of those proud shirts I own.
Yeah. And you own too.
Yes, I do. Here's the deal, though. Yeah, just bring out your Halloweenness and whatever you wear. But hey, wait a minute here. I have to dress professionally. I've got a job, so-and-so, or got to wear a uniform for this, or I've got to wear a suit and tie, or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, don't give up.
No.
Hey, jewelry is still a thing.
It is.
You can wear a ring, you can
jewelry
wear a necklace, or one of my favorites, you can wear a pin, either a tie pin or just a traditional pin.
Yeah.
That floats your boat. Yeah, so you can be professional, you can be in that uniform, or you can be in that suit and still have some Halloween close to your heart.
Yeah, I like wearing horror-themed barrettes and hair accessories during the year.
We know a woman who loves to wear horror-themed socks.
Yes.
And that definitely goes with pretty much any uniform.
It does.
As long as the uniform has long pants, ain't nobody going to know.
Exactly.
So, something to think about. But yeah, bring it out, have a little fun with it, and be willing. Like I said, I have found, like I said, a little jewelry goes a long way to personal expression. It's a little personal flavor, a little touch. I mean, most haunters already do dress a bit on the dark side.
Right.
Shocking, I know. But no matter what you have to wear for your day job, there's a way that you can add a little Halloween to it.
Yeah. And for girls, you can also, if you are in an industry where it won't mess them up, get Halloween-themed nail paint.
Mm-hmm.
Just have Halloween nails all year long.
If you're someone that actually likes having their nails painted, too, is another issue. Some people don't.
I know. I typically do not have mine painted except during October because there's so much paint underneath my nails from working in the haunt that I can't get it out.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, got to cover this up.
Makes sense. All right. Now, this is one of my favorite suggestions here. Mm-hmm. Number 10, celebrate adjacent holidays.
Yeah.
Now, I actually Googled this, and there's a laundry list of holidays in which haunters can celebrate year-round to get a little extra haunt-like fun. Horror-like.
Yeah.
National Science Fiction Day is January 2nd. National Horror Day is January 3rd. Now, that one I've got to put some question marks by. I can see no official-ish place for it.
Yeah.
But I've read from two or three sources that is a thing. Batman Day is May 1st.
Yeah.
And come on, it's Batman Day. Talk Like Yoda Day is May 21st. Pandemonium Day, a day to celebrate chaos and disorder, which very well describes the haunt lifestyle.
It does.
Is July 14th. Frankenstein Day is August 30th.
Cool.
Talk Like a Pirate Day is September 19th. And finally, Day of the Ninja, which is literally what it's called, is December 5th. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Those are just a few I found right off the bat. If you go to like a bunch of these calendar lists, you will find days to sprinkle throughout the year that are awesome and you can celebrate at your leisure.
Yeah,
and then when people say, why are you talking stupid today? Oh, it's Talk Like Yoda Day. And then,
yeah.
Duh.
Exactly.
Why aren't you talking like this?
Yeah, but basically find ones that are close to your heart and celebrate.
Yeah. Bring out that little bit of specialness. I'm personally kind of keen for Day of the Ninja.
Yeah. I've actually seen some friends do crossovers recently that were like zombie Star Trek characters and things like that. So that could be a fun way to celebrate.
Yeah, you can celebrate Sci-Fi Day that way if you wanted
to.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. With your computer, this is number 11, with your computer desktop, consider a Halloween wallpaper, consider a screensaver, and consider if you use the Chrome browser, you can do Halloween themes for your browser itself.
Yeah, and I'm sure that this is one lots of people do.
Oh, I'm sure it is, but, you know, I don't decorate my computer on Halloween.
Oh. My personal one at home, I do. The one at the office has these weird little robot guys that are really smiley and creepy all over it. They just make me giggle, so.
Yeah, run with whatever makes you happy.
Exactly. But the IT people often comment on how creepy they are and why did I pick that?
Have you looked at my office?
Exactly.
Then they look around and go, oh.
Yeah.
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 Forgot myself for a minute, didn't I?
Well, yeah, and we've had a couple of new people join the team, so.
But yeah, I mean, deck out your computer, man. Have a little fun with it. This is one I said most people probably do, but, you know, I don't.
Yeah. Also, I have a Mutter Museum mouse pad.
Yeah.
So my mouse pad, and I'm looking for a coaster right now because I often have a drink, and because I have a glass desk, I would like a coaster. And I'm looking for one that's Halloween themed.
There you go. Number 12, review your security camera footage.
Yep.
Everybody does the same thing. And I know I did it last year. And I know I'll probably do it every year until I'm dead or I quit haunting. The thing where you pull down all the security camera footage. You get it off the DVR or out of the cloud or wherever it exists.
Yeah.
And then you go through it once. And then you put it somewhere and never pull it back out.
Yeah.
Pull it back out.
Yeah.
Seriously, there's some great stuff in there.
I mean, if nothing else, and this is something that you mentioned here, you could post like one a week to your private crew group.
Yeah.
You know.
Post a scare of the week to the crew page.
Yeah.
Or if you want to, post a scare of the week on your public page.
Yeah.
As long as you have the make sure you have the clearances in order.
Yeah.
Should be no problem. So enjoy yourself. And maybe take the time to review it with, you know, the colleagues in person, too. This can be a great excuse to get people from your haunt together on the off season to review, have a few laughs, drink some coffee, drink a few beers, whatever's your mode.
Yeah. And I would say it's also a good time to, when you're reviewing, not just do the best scares, but if something didn't work, get together with people and say, hey, what was happening here? Why didn't this work? What can we do to improve it?
Yeah, and one thing we find security footage very helpful with is tracking flow.
Right.
We used security camera footage. We actually pulled it mid-run for us.
Yeah.
To see what the hell was going on in the second room.
Right.
Because people weren't going into the third hall, that hallway.
Right.
And we couldn't really figure out why. And then we realized it's because they weren't sure where to go. And the actor in that room was having to break character and get them to move.
Right.
And so then we came up with a solution for it.
Yeah. More light.
No, it was literally not even a five minute fix when we figured out what the problem. Figuring out the problem took like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
The solution was like, oh, we'll just throw a light in the ceiling here and call it a day.
Yep.
I think if we could have put the light up with a staple gun, we would have, but
yeah,
that would also fit with the room for it to be. It was a technology gone wrong room, so it made sense for it to look like utter crap.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 13, you listen to this podcast, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Go to conferences.
Yeah.
There's conferences all over the country.
All year round.
All year round. And here's the thing. We only really list the ones that are targeted at the haunted attraction industry and haunters. We try to focus on that because a lot of these have overlap with horror. So you'll have conferences and conventions that we list that are still heavily horror focused, but they're also targeting haunters.
Yeah, there's one next weekend in Texas, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That are Frightmare.
Yeah.
I think that's the name of it. We've got a friend who's going to have a booth there.
But
there's that. There's also the cosplay and comic cons
that
have a lot of overlap with fans too.
Basically, there's horror and, you know, and haunty, spooky conferences happening all over the country all the time. Keep your ear to the ground and go to them. And here's my personal advice with conferences in general. I prefer to go to smaller ones.
Yeah.
Personally, I mean, I've been to everything from South by Southwest, which of course is a huge conference, not horror related, but it's absolutely ginormous, to conferences with less than 30 people.
Yeah.
It's more of a classroom than a conference at that point. But
yeah.
And I find personally the conversations and the intimacy are better at the smaller conferences.
Yeah, I can see that.
So that's my personal take. I've made a bunch of friends at a small conference. I don't think I've met anyone I call a long-term friend at South by.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
Okay. Number 14. Create or join a local in-person haunter group. You've done the Facebook stuff. We talked about that earlier, but this is in IRL. This is in real life here. Because we're talking about finding people in your area, both your crew and others, who are haunty people and get together regularly.
Yeah.
For a long, long time here, we had Haunters Karaoke in New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was us.
Scaryoke.
Why didn't we ever think of that name?
I think somebody suggested it to us.
Well, but regardless, we would get together every Tuesday because a lot of people in the group were also working the service industry, and Tuesday night's the better night for them.
Right.
But we would get together, we'd go to a karaoke bar called Cajuns and hang out. And there was about a dozen of us for a lot of that run.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. And unfortunately, the group kind of fell apart. We lost a couple key members.
Right.
But... you know.
But it doesn't have to be that kind of group. It can be, you know, get together to craft or to do skill sharing.
Yeah.
Because I would love to do that here in New Orleans. Skillshare with some of our local peeps.
Yeah. There's all kinds of things you can do. Rotate where you go and where you meet. Maybe a good idea, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but get a local haunter group together and meet regularly.
Yeah.
I would say at least monthly. But mm-hmm. bi-weekly, if you can do it, or weekly.
Yeah.
If you can swing it.
Depends on how big of a thing you're doing.
Yeah.
It's karaoke right. once a week's fine.
Yeah. 15.
Yeah.
Escape rooms.
Yeah.
How many escape rooms are horror / Halloween / scary themed?
Quite a few.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to an escape room. Get your team together. Go to an escape room. Get your Halloween juice going again a little bit.
Yeah.
Get your scare on.
Yeah. And you don't even have to go to the horror themed ones.
No.
You can just go and admire the detail or lack thereof. Say they could have done this better.
Or admire the creativity.
You know, exactly.
But yeah, go to it. Go do an escape room or 20.
yeah, basically. Not everyone's us.
And speaking of going and doing things, number 16, do touristy things in your area.
Yeah.
Just about every metropolitan area has some kind of ghost tour culture, some kind of haunted history tour culture.
Right.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of them in general for a lot of reasons, but I've got to say, when we went on Kyle's tour,
right,
it was amazing. I had a great time. He's such a performer, excellent storyteller, and non-BSer.
Yeah.
Really loved it.
The guide does make a lot of difference.
Yeah, the guide really does. Like the one we had in Charleston,
yeah,
South Carolina, he sucked.
The only line he knew was tragic deaths.
They all died. Tragic deaths.
I don't think there was a normal death in Charleston because everybody died tragically.
She died 90 years old of pneumonia peacefully in her sleep. It was a tragic death.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, doesn't work that way. But yeah, go do something touristy, things like that. Go find those haunted places. Go do them. Even if you're not a believer in haunted things, going there, being in these spooky environments, it's a little Halloween for you.
It is. And the tour guides, because they're also going to be locals, may know other people to hook you up with. It's a networking opportunity.
Yeah. I definitely recommend it if you have anybody nearby, anywhere nearby, you can go and do that.
And most of the tour guides I know at one point or another have worked in haunts.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind, too.
Yeah. We've actually lost actors from our haunt to tour guides.
Yeah.
Tour guide gigs. So, you know, just saying. All right. Speaking of doing things, number 17, visit a year-round haunt.
Yep.
Now, I am perpetually surprised at how few and how many there are at the same time. It's weird.
Yeah.
Because we talk about year-round haunts like it's Sasquatch. Like, everyone's seen one, but no one's ever called it, you know?
Yeah.
Go to a year-round haunt. There's almost certainly one somewhere close to you that you can go to, mm-hmm. especially if you live in an area with heavy tourism. I'm surprised New Orleans doesn't have one.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very surprised there isn't, like, a small one in the French Quarter. There used to be. Now, we have other, like, I would say, haunted attraction-related things, like the Pharmacy Museum, I think, pretty much can count
right.
as one.
Museum of Death.
Screw them.
Yeah, but, you know, people do like it, and it is haunt-related.
But, yeah. But, in all seriousness, there are things you can find like it, but there is no actual haunted attraction in New Orleans. It drives me crazy. Because there was, at least when I was a kid, a year-round one in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Right.
That was the first haunted house I went into alone.
Yeah.
And found out later it was a Leonard Pickle haunt. I had no idea as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm a young buck.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Not anymore.
I was then, but I'm not anymore. All right, number 18. Let yourself go down a YouTube rabbit hole. Good old-fashioned YouTube rabbit hole is a lot of fun, isn't it?
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. There's rabbit holes for horror makeup, costuming, prop building, set design, everything related to Halloween and haunting you can think of. Mm-hmm. You can find a playlist for it and just go right down it. personal suggestion, a list I really enjoy, is Gothic Homemaking by Aurelia Voltaire. Mm-hmm. It's more about making things for your home, but it's some really cool stuff.
Well, and some of the techniques can be applied elsewhere.
Exactly.
Like, and that's how we got our stacks of books, yes, was by watching his videos. Yeah.
We learned how to do stacks of books. Admittedly, we probably should have watched that video a little more carefully.
Well, you know, there was, yeah, probably.
Probably. You know, we probably should have paid a little more attention, but we did get it. But yeah, I mean, damn, decongestants. But yeah. Gothic Homemaking is a lot of fun. A lot of it does apply to building stuff for Haunt. Now, I will say, personally, some of his techniques make me cringe a little.
Okay.
I'm like, that is not how you do that, Chief. You are not doing that wisely, you know?
Yeah, but some of it, you know, it's still interesting. It's interesting ideas.
And that's the main thing I like about it, is the inventiveness of it.
Yeah.
He has a very unique way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I cherish. And maybe I would not replicate his exact techniques and everything.
Right.
But the idea of applying this in this way is good.
Yeah. And also, if you find people on this rabbit hole, be sure to like them, follow them.
Yes.
On all the different social media. So whenever they post something new and cool, you'll know about it.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, another suggestion from you, if I recall correctly. Number 19, have fun with your Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of fun for us. Set up your Wi-Fi name and password to be something haunting.
Yeah.
It's such a small thing, mm-hmm, but every time you go to connect something, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
And likewise, name your phone. Mm-hmm. Because you can rename your phone.
Right.
Something that way, when you go to connect a Bluetooth device to it,
yeah,
you'll see it.
Yeah. And also passwords at work.
Yes.
You can make those horror themed as well.
Yep.
So if you're in a boring office,
and
which
then,
I've been before.
And then when you have to give IT your password, is that gonna...
Oh, no. Yeah. I never have to do that.
Nope. All right. Number 20.
If I do, I'm going to say, hey, can you hold on just a second so I can change it? And then I'll give it to you. The new one.
Number 20, do some less traditional Halloween activities. Find ways to modify Halloween activities for the season you're in.
Yeah.
A good example would be making the horror snowman, the Calvin and Hobbes style snowman.
Right.
But one that we actually saw on Facebook today was a guy carving a jack-o'-lantern out of a watermelon.
Yeah.
Yep. Well played.
Yeah.
Well played. It actually worked pretty well.
Yeah. So you looking to bring some horror into your 4th of July celebrations?
And I've got to say, I think that works better than the pumpkin, because the inside of the jack-o'-lantern, the inside of the watermelon is red.
Yeah.
So the inside of your jack-o'-lantern looks like blood.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty badass.
It is.
I'm just saying, you know. And watermelons, are they in the stores yet?
I don't know. Are they in season? Been in a store.
What is watermelon season? We were just in a grocery store today.
Then no. I didn't see the big box of watermelons.
Anyway.
And I haven't seen the guy parked by the road either.
No, that's true. All right. But yeah, find ways to make Halloween activities work in the season you're in. Just have a little fun and creativity with it.
Yeah.
21, garage sales and estate sales. Should have included this up with the thrift shopping, but hey, it's still worth mentioning. There is so much stuff available at garage sales year-round. If you're not hitting garage sales regularly, you're missing out.
Yeah. And the other thing about garage sales, and I'm sure a lot of people know, is that if you go early, you can see all the stuff and get it full price. If you go right before they close, sometimes they'll just give it to you because they don't want any more.
Yeah.
Or at least at a discounted rate.
Yeah, we did that block garage sale.
Yeah.
A few years back, we participated, and we actually were helpers for it.
Right.
And we ended up inheriting a taxidermy squirrel. I'm not making this up, because the owner wanted to get rid of it so bad, and it didn't sell. Imagine that.
And I said, I can do something with that.
And it turns out we didn't put it in the haunt.
Well, okay, so it's often hidden in the rafters, so that if somebody looks up, they can see it.
Yeah.
But I never pointed it out to anybody.
Yeah.
We also got some really pretty lights that were metal.
Yeah, the metal cage lights. Like, yeah. It's hard to describe them, but they're hangy, cagey metal lights.
They're very gothic Victorian style.
Very heavy, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, and also estate sales. If you can find estate sales in your area, those are always sad, but they're very, very good for getting some interesting stuff.
Yeah. Because we're antiques and things like that.
Yeah, you want antiques and things on the cheap, that's where to go.
Yeah.
22, in the same vein, dumpster diving is a year-round activity.
Yeah. Just for when the Halloween stores close.
Yeah. Drive around your neighborhood on the night before the bulk pickup.
Right.
Typically is the best time.
Yeah.
Most neighborhoods, at least here I know, and I knew in South Carolina too, there's a bulk pickup day. That's the day the night before, that's when you want to go roaming around.
Yeah.
You can find some awesome stuff. Now, you're not going to find a lot of metal stuff.
Right.
Because the scrappers will probably beat you to that. Those guys are fucking amazing.
Yeah, they have a network somehow.
I don't know how they do it.
No.
Like, that guillotine we had to get rid of.
Yeah.
And we were worried no one was going to take a big heavy metal guillotine that was rusted shut and couldn't be used. We're like, we managed to haul it out to the curb because it weighed like 8 million pounds or something.
Yeah, it was more than 60 pounds.
It was heavy. We get it out to the curb and we're like, no one's ever going to come take it. And like literally like the car comes around Vivian Court as we're walking back up the steps.
I actually called somebody to come and pick it up, but he couldn't get here until 5. I thought he had showed up early. Like within 30 minutes of me putting it out.
Yeah, we were basically pretty much walking back inside or doing to the haunt or doing something else. But yeah, you won't beat the scrappers. I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
We've been them a couple of times. Mm-hmm. We got that.
The helium, the tanks, the gas
there's
tanks.
There's a big tank of... I'm
scared to ask what was in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say helium. It makes me happy to think it was helium and it filled like kids' balloons or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not it.
Pretty sure it was an old nitrous tank or something.
Yeah. But it's going to look great in our medical scene this year.
Yeah, we're going to decorate it up. It will actually be an anesthesia tank this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. But, yeah, you find stuff that way. Do a little bit of that as you go along. Mm-hmm. 23, Renfests.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't more haunters go to Renfest? A lot do, but I don't think there's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seriously, go to Renfest and other related festivals. There are tons of adjacent festivals that you can find.
Mm-hmm.
Go to them. There's great costumes, great builds, great acting in some cases.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. There's also sometimes like little puppets that you can wear on your shoulder.
Yes.
And, you know, learn how to make.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number 24. Take some time, do a little research, hit the books, use the Google.
Yep.
Study your area's lore.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We've lived in this area now. We've lived in Algiers since 2002.
Yeah.
And we still don't know all the lore of this area.
No.
And it's even our little neighborhood is filled with lore.
Yeah. And history. Yeah, I remember learning about the Devil Man of Algiers, which was a lot of fun to learn about, and you should look it up.
Yeah.
If you're interested.
But yeah, there's always history and urban legends and things you can use, and oddly enough, the more rural the area you're in, the more there likely is.
Yeah.
I mean, New Orleans is kind of a special case, urban area with tons of urban legends.
Yeah.
But yeah, for something that's supposed to be an urban legend, I tend to find rural places have the longest list of widely known stories.
Yeah, that's where you're going to get a lot of your Lady on the Lakes and things like that, ghost stories.
Yeah. Okay, number 25, learn a new skill.
Yay.
Learn a magic trick.
Yeah.
Could be fun. Maybe bone up on your carpentry or hey, take up some costuming. Maybe learn some makeup if you're like me and know absolutely nothing about makeup.
Yeah.
There's a reason I wear a mask, people.
Yeah. Also, any kind of electronics that you want to brush up on.
Get some Raspberry Pi skills going.
Yeah. Learn pneumatics. There's all sorts of things.
Go to a class. Go to your local community college. Probably has something you can do. Some continuing ed type stuff.
Yeah. I really wish that more haunts would offer something like this, or that haunters would offer paid for classes, not just at conventions.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't always do that, or they're always full by the time I see them.
Well, and the problem with those classes at conventions is that to attend them, you're making such a big sacrifice in the stuff you're not going to. Because the class will usually take up like half a day.
Yeah.
And so that's like, what, four sessions you're not going to?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's a big trade, and it's also usually a pretty steep upcharge, which I get the upcharge. But if you're already stretching your budget to go to this, you may not have the extra padding to also do the class.
Right.
So that's the reason. But yeah, take some time, learn a skill that you can apply.
Yes, and if you are offering those classes, make sure that you blast that out everywhere on all those
Haunt Weekly
groups.
On Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook.
And also all the groups.
All the groups, yeah. All right, number 26, video games. Seriously, there are a ton of great horror video games, and you can learn a lot as a haunter by playing them.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is probably the best medium for us to get our horror experiences because it is interactive.
Right.
And we focus on being an interactive medium. This is the other interactive horror medium.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? This is probably the best place to learn your lessons. Amnesia, Resident Evil series, Silent Hill, Fear, Condemned, Criminal Origins, the reason I can't stop looking at the metal pipe in front of my house the same way. It's a first-person melee game, horror-themed. It's bizarre and fun, and you'll never look at lead pipes the same way again. Dead Space, Until Dawn, we even talked about Layers of Fear.
Right.
And we did a whole episode on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, consider playing some really cool horror video games and seeing what you can pick up and transfer. All right, number 27, go to a midnight movie. Now, here's the thing. We talked about going to movies and TV shows previously, watching movies and TV shows, but you don't have to watch them in your house. They have these places called movie theaters, and some of them will actually show interesting cult classic movies at midnight. Rocky Horror, Repo the Genetic Opera, Cannibal the Musical, things like that.
Right.
Will be played at midnight. So find your local independent theater and see what they're doing.
Yeah.
And give it a go. It keeps the feeling alive, and you, like I said, that is all the time. Every month at the Britannia here, they're doing Rocky Horror Midnight.
Yeah.
And sometimes they mix it up by doing Once More with Feeling and Dr. Horrible.
Yeah.
So they'll mix it up, but you can find some great stuff there for your midnight screenings. 28, books. I'm not going to give suggestions here because we're running out of time, but lots of great books, fiction and nonfiction. Good for research. My advice is you can pair this with this, what we were talking about earlier, with the local lore.
Yeah.
And find books written about your local lore. You're getting some great horror writing, and you're also learning something that you might be able to use.
Right. I would also throw in some psychology books and learn why people get scared. See Margaret Kerr for that.
Yeah.
Also, one of the first books I read for The Haunt was a history of torture and how people have tortured each other through the years.
Basically, we're creative bastards.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. We're very creative bastards.
Exactly.
29, participate in Halloween-related charities. Mm-hmm. We discussed a whole bunch in episode 67. There are a slew of them out there.
Right.
And many of them work on a national level.
Yes.
So there are probably things that you can do for a Halloween-related charity right now.
Yeah, in fact, I know with some of them, this is their peak season, this is their peak busy season, because by Halloween, they are pretty much done for their...
Yeah. It's over. Like, Ween Dream, the costume people, this is where they're doing their organizing and planning.
Right.
And
they have their big shindig at the...
And then they ship them out, like, late September, and basically all of October, they're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get involved, and now's a great time to introduce yourself.
Yep.
Number 30, have a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we didn't think of this ourselves. Why we haven't done this ourselves. It's not Halloween. I don't care. I'm having a Halloween party, assholes.
Exactly.
I can't have a Halloween party at Halloween. I'm fucking working.
Yeah. Exactly.
The closest thing I get to a Halloween party on Halloween is the part when the haunt closes, and I drag my tired ass to a bar with the other people from the crew who want to go, and we have a drink, and try not to pass out, you know, from exhaustion.
Exactly.
So, yeah, maybe a June, you know, maybe we'll, like right now, it's halfway to Halloween, have a freaking party right now.
Yeah.
And number 31, wrapping it up. The obvious answer, what you really should be doing. listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
I hear there's one called Haunt Weekly that's really good. People seem to really love the hosts.
Oh, I thought it was pretty decisive myself.
Oh. But there's tons out there. Like the Haunted Attractions Network lists Big Scary Show, Scare Track, Scott in the Dark. I always want to say it the correct way.
Yeah.
Marketing Your Attraction, Haunt Topic Radio, and more. There's tons. This for an industry that's not particularly huge.
Right.
We have a lot of great podcasts and a lot of wonderful people doing them. Check some of them out.
Right. And I've noticed that a few new ones have popped up in the past month or so, so I'll be checking those out. And
I'm a little bit behind on my podcast listening too, so
yeah.
I am perpetually behind on my podcast listening, though.
Yeah, but there are brand new ones out there specifically targeted at actors or actor managers and things like that. So
yeah, we're getting more and more niche, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No.
But yeah, seriously, get some more podcasts. It doesn't have to be just us. We'll cover you one out of the 7 days of the week.
Right.
But there's plenty more to get you the other six of the seven.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I've got. It's 31 ideas to keep Halloween alive, 365.
Yeah.
Do you want to make it 32? You got anything else? No? Good. Because
fine.
No. No, because I like the title the way it is.
I know.
We can't give an extra suggestion now. Sorry.
The extra suggestion is that let us know how you keep Halloween alive in your life.
That's a great idea. Yeah, you tell us what you do. You can do that by going to hauntweekly.com. We have a nice little contact form there. You can follow us on Facebook at Haunt Weekly, Twitter, Haunt Weekly, tinyurl.com/hauntweekly is the YouTube channel. You can leave comments there. Man, we're easy to get a hold of. And of course, you can listen to us on Google, iTunes, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever.
Yeah.
We're pretty much everywhere. We're on a site called Owlite, I learned today, where they ranked our best episodes ever. I'm pretty sure it's a spam site, and because they ranked a random news episode from a year ago as our best episode ever. Well, it doesn't really matter.
No.
But on that note, everyone, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this has been Haunt Weekly, episode 178, 31 Ways to Keep Halloween Alive, 365. We will see you guys next week.